It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In a village near Milwaukee High School, marching band reigns supreme.
For 20 years running, Greendale High School has won the Wisconsin School Music Association State Marching Band Championship in their division.
The 200-member band has performed at big spectacles like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and most recently in Pasadena, California, before the Rose Bowl. Here's how they sounded there.
To hear about what makes this band so successful, we have Tom Reifenberg, who has been the Greendale High School marching band director for 25 years, and Greendale High School senior Liliana Ramos, who plays clarinet in the marching band. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much. So excited to be able to share some things about Greendale High School marching band.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Tom, clearly this marching band has an edge. What makes you all so successful?
Oh, gosh. I think it's a long tradition of excellence here. And I think nothing happens with the current group without the students that came before the current members. And I think it's just that the legacy, I guess, of being able to build on what has come before. And no successful organization, whether you're in sports or music or in anything, happens overnight. And I think it's just the legacy of what the people have done before, and the community support is great, the school district support is great, and we're just privileged to be in the place that we're at right now.
And Liliana, you play the clarinet. What drew you to the marching band?
My older cousin was in the marching band, and I saw that she got to travel a lot, and she made a lot of important friendships that she still has to this day. So that kind of drew my attention, because that's something I was looking for heading into high school.
Oh, there's that legacy piece of it.
Right.
Tom, you know, you really make these events into full-scale performances. It's more than playing music. There's color guard, singing. Can you describe what a show might be like? What does it look like?
Yeah, and different programs do different things. I mean, if you go to a variety of high schools in Wisconsin, you'll see anything from a halftime show of Beatles music to a really competitive show that is more artistic in nature. And we always try to do both. We try to appeal to anybody that's showing up on a Friday night watching halftime, doesn't know much about it, but they're going to recognize something in our show. So for example, this year we did some music from Frozen. We did some music by Beyonce. So it's something that anybody at the Greendale High School Stadium will latch on to. But then we also mix that with some of the artistic elements that the competition circuit, a judge is going to look for and really want to see groups do to be successful in the competitive arena. And I think ultimately we're in the entertainment business, right? So we're trying to entertain people, and we just have to remember that we have different venues, different crowds of people that we're trying to entertain.
Liliana, does the crowd sometimes break out in song along with you? Or what is that energy like with your crowds?
You can see students or even families get really excited when they hear a popular song that we're playing. Or at the end, the crowd just feeds off of our energy and everyone's pretty hype and happy about what we just put on.
How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel happy. I feel like I'm doing my job, because our job as performers is to entertain. And Rife always says that. And when everyone's excited and proud of us at the end, it feels like we did perform and put on a show.
What kind of time commitment is participating in the band, Liliana? How do you do this juggle with classwork?
I wouldn't say it's very demanding, which I like, because it allows me to have time to do all my homework and study for tests and stuff. In the summer, that's when we do most of our rehearsals. We have 2 weeks where we are outside for 5 to 6 hours. And we learn drill and then music. And then we have Tuesday nights during the school week. And then we also have seventh hour band during the first semester of the school year.
Oh, so it kind of builds, but there you have the ability in the summer to do some of this work as well.
Right, yeah. We start that work pretty early in spring.
Tom, I like how they call you Rife. What do you think of that nickname?
that's been that way from day one, actually, for all 25 years. Rife has been the shortened nickname just because Reifenberg is a little bit long and just a way to keep it light.
Gotta lose those extra syllables. So, right. You know, Greendale has a student body of roughly 900 students. Almost a quarter of them are in the band, 200 students. How do you promote this extracurricular to interest so many students?
Yeah, I think it's when I started in 2001, we had 85 kids. And my goal from the beginning was always to just get more people in and just expose people to it. And some ways to do that, and I think two things come to mind. First of all, we have no auditions. So we will take anybody, whether they are a freshman walking in the door for the first time, had never played an instrument, to somebody that's a senior that's played for 8 years. Like we will take anybody and we'll find a home for them. And sometimes what will happen is we'll get friends of friends that are in the band that decide, I hear how much fun this is. I want to join. I don't really play anything. What can I do? And we welcome all of those people. And I think the second part that kind of sets us apart maybe from some other groups is because we're in such a small school, to have successful groups here, and we've got many successful groups. Our boys basketball team is undefeated right now. Our Poms win the Midwest championships every year. The theater program's phenomenal. And in a school our size, you've got to have kids that can do multiple things. So very rarely do we have a full rehearsal, actually. Liliana can attest to this because she's one of our leaders. We rarely have all 200 kids on the field at once. There's people missing for various sports and various other commitments. But our philosophy is that we want you to do all those things because you're in high school and have a great high school experience. When you're at band and be engaged in marching band and do what we do. But then when you're going to play tennis, when you're going to work, when you're going to work on your science project, put your focus in on that as well. And I think it just gives kids that really well-rounded experience that, yeah, I can be part of band, but I can also do the other things that I like too.
Liliana, do you find that you have band friends and then non-band friends, or what is that community of friendship like?
I have a bunch of band friends, but then because of band, I feel like it's allowed me to broaden my social skills. So I'm friends with all different groups of people and all different ages as well, which I really like because it kind of like broadens my spectrum of people I'm able to connect with.
I understand on New Year's Day, you were in soggy Pasadena, California.
Yes.
I was watching on TV and thinking, you know, on my warm and dry couch and just, you know, feeling sad, happy for all of these band members who were trying to do their best in those conditions. What was it like?
It was honestly, I had a lot of fun. It was very fun. It was different because not a lot of people can say they've marched in the Rose Parade while it was downpouring. I think it made the energy a little higher for us because, like I said, it's different. We've never experienced that. So personally, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, what Liliana just said with the energy was phenomenal. You could tell at first when the rain first started coming, everyone was like, oh no, do we have to do this in the rain? But then it was just like, nope, we're here. Let's do it. Let's bring it. And I think our kids brought that energy. All the bands did. But then also the crowd lining the parade route for the whole 5.5 miles gave that energy back to us, which was really cool. We were worried at first that maybe the Pasadena locals might not come out because they come every year. And if it's raining, maybe they won't be there. But they were there in droves, and it was awesome. I wouldn't have changed the rain part for the world, to be honest.
I've always wondered, is it okay for the instruments to get wet like that?
It depends who you ask. the brass instruments and the drums are fine. The woodwinds, which is what Liliana plays, they can have some difficulties if they get wet. Like the college bands, actually, Indiana and Alabama, the Rose Bowl bands, they did not march their woodwinds in the parade.
Oh.
But they also, that wasn't their only commitment that day. They had the pregame and halftime and everything at the actual Rose Bowl. So I think they were just making sure that their instruments worked for those events. For us, the parade was it. So it's like, well, we're doing it. If we have to get things repadded or fixed, we'll do that after the fact.
Curious, Liliana, could you smell the flowers?
No, I couldn't.
Okay.
I wish I could have. That would have been kind of cool.
So, Tom, students march more than 5 miles, performing pretty much the whole time. It sounds like also a very physical performance. How do you prepare the students for an event like that and manage that during the parade?
Interestingly, when we did the parade on January 1st, 2020, right before the world shut down, that December was really great in Wisconsin. So we worked up to it. We built up. So one rehearsal, we'd do 2 miles around the track. We'd do 3.5. We'd build up to it. This December was not so great in Wisconsin because it snowed a foot on November 30th. So we were stuck. We did not have the chance to build up endurance. We did a few things in the band room where we tried to play through several times in a row just to build, because you're building, it's not only the legs and the arms and that sort of muscle memory, but you need to be able to play brass players. Like it's an endurance thing to play that long. And so we built up to it as best we can in 10 degree weather in Wisconsin in December. But you just rely on the adrenaline too. I think I didn't hear from any students. We had no students that had to drop out of the parade route unexpectedly. They all finished, and it was pretty cool to see them just go for it and finish the whole thing in the rain. It was awesome.
Liliana, what do you think about with that endurance buildup? What is it like for you?
It was a little more walking than I had anticipated, but we all just worked with it. It was fine. I thought it was a little, I don't know, I just thought it was more than what we were used to because we've never marched that long, but it was doable. I handled it, and so did everyone else.
Tom, how do marching bands like Greendale get involved in performing in these really big spectacles like the Rose Parade, like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
There's an application process for these big events, and it's always hard to get into your first one. And then I think once you're in one, and if you do well in your first one, then these organizations, the Macy's Parade, the Tournament of Roses, they want groups that they can trust and rely on to do a good job. So I think, like the Tournament of Roses people, for example, they say, once you're in our family, we embrace you and we want you, you're part of the Tournament of Roses family forever. And that's so true with them. Like Pulaski High School up by Green Bay is another one that has been in multiple times. And if you do a good job for them and they trust you and believe in you and you're part of their family, they want to bring you back. And it's important for us, though, that you still have to keep up your performance level and have a certain number of students in the program. They want bigger groups there just because the parade itself is so big and the stands are so big, they need groups that can put out a good amount of sound.
There's also a big financial commitment for families. With trips like these, performances like these, what is fundraising like for the marching band?
Yeah, we do a lot of individual-based fundraisers so that families can choose what they participate in and what they don't participate in. Because like any other organization, there are families that can just write the check, but then there are some that have to fundraise every last cent. And what's also fortunate about Greendale is the community support is phenomenal. We had some local businesses that offered up sponsorships or dine out nights where come in and have dinner here and support the band and things like that throughout the season. And so that support all adds up as well.
Liliana, when you're out fundraising, how supportive is the community in donating to the marching band?
Very supportive. The community wants to see us succeed. So I feel like that's what kind of urges them to help donate. So I would say Greendale's a very tight-knit community as well. So everyone is extremely supportive of the band.
Tom, this is a well-oiled machine. I mean, how do you maintain this high level of success and this energy of this band for another 20 years, for more generations?
Yeah, it's a team effort. Liz Parsons and I get to put our name as directors on the title, on the board, on whatever you want to call it. But we're just the people that get to facilitate it. I give it, like the analogy I often use is it's like being a head coach of a football team. You've got the head coach, you've got the directors that oversee everything, but just like a football coach has their offensive and defensive coordinators, and then all the way down to their quarterbacks coach and their special teams coach and things like that. We've got staff members, but we also have an army of parent volunteers that come through every single year, whether they're working with equipment, uniforms, if they're chaperoning, I mean, taking 200 kids, many of which on an airplane for the first time and just checking luggage and things like that they've never done. And just having all that support from all those adults that give up their free time, their vacations to come and help support the kids, it wouldn't be possible without all that help.
Okay, Liliana, you're a senior. Here comes a personal question. Have you thought about marching in college?
I feel like I've decided I want to leave this in the era of high school. It was very fun. However, I know I'm not going to get those same experiences anywhere else. So I think I'm just going to leave it in high school.
For a student who is not in marching band but plays an instrument, has thought about it, do you have any advice, Liliana, for a student at another school?
I would tell them to do it because you're going to make some lifelong friends. You spend so much time with these people at rehearsals and competitions and trips. So do it because nothing bad can come out of joining band.
Well, Tom and Liliana, congratulations on the success. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for shedding some light on the marching band community as a whole as well.
That is Liliana Ramos, senior at Greendale High School, who plays clarinet in the marching band, and Tom Reifenberg, who's been the school's band director for 25 years. Here's more from the marching band's performance at this year's Rose Bowl Parade.